Hello and greetings, everybody. I want to talk to you today with...
me talking to you, too, and encouraging you on and sharing our love and our joy and our peace and our zeal and...
Wow, that was good. I caught you off guard on that one. Yeah, it's Brother Tupos with Sister Amin. We want to share with you today some edification, because it's our daily edification audio. Mm-hmm. Hope you're all striving for the kingdom of God. Sister Amin, I want to talk about right away. Ready?
What?
Perfect timing of God. What happened today?
Oh, yeah. We were headed to a town, and we were going to head out to a preach tomorrow morning when...
Well, hold on.
What?
Actually, what happened this morning right when we moved to have coffee?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, back me up. It's been a long day. A lot went on. So this morning we got up, and just to be polite so we don't overstay our welcome in places, we move out of the parking lot so they can have their business. We moved to a different parking lot not too far away, and we did... I did some things in the van, we had our coffee, and then I went and got a couple things from the store, and then we were going to leave, and then we decided to have some lunch.
We were going to leave and go to a marketplace and update our phones and everything on their internet, and Sister Amin said, maybe we should have lunch here first, and I said, good idea.
Yeah, and we just finished lunch,
yep.
We got the van all packed up. You had the keys in the ignition.
And I put gospel signs on the back of the van, and it's a young man working on his truck, putting some tire goo on his truck, saw me, and sure enough, what did he do?
Yeah, right as we were going to get ready to go, he walked over.
He walked right over. 20-year-old young man just moved to the area.
Listening intently, yeah.
He listened for probably close to half an hour, respectful, didn't push back. Talked about the gospel, and I got to say this, it always amazes me. People tell me, oh, you're too bold, and oh, you say this, and you got to do this different, do this. Today, it was the same preacher, same message, same gospel signs, same bold proclamation, same calling people to repentance, and instead of him mocking and running away and saying, you need to shut up, he stood there and listened for 30 minutes. He thanked me, and then about 5 hours later, sent me an email.
Yeah, awesome. Praise God.
And so I have contact with him now. And so, yeah, we're just glorifying God that our timing was, God's timing was perfect for us.
Yeah.
And this young man got encouraged. He's just moved to the area. He's seeking for the things of God.
Yeah.
God put us right in his path.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that was awesome. I'm praising God for that. And what's on your mind today, Sister Amin? Anything in particular?
Well, I was thinking about, we didn't finish saying about the other perfect timing.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that one.
Did you put some stuff up for the sisters today?
Oh, I did.
What'd you put up?
Yeah, I'm sorry, sisters. My brain is really slow right now, but that's okay. It's full of joy and zeal. I did a sister's audio, and I talked a little bit about feminism and a conversation I had with a young woman at City on a Hill last weekend, and I thought there was some good points in it. And then I read Matthew 1 the other day to myself, and then I just shared a few thoughts on it.
Nice.
And so that was hopefully encouraging to some. And then I read a Proverbs, and then I read, I think it was 1 Timothy 2 for the Bible audio reading.
So nice. How are you putting those links up? Are you putting those links up at the top of the audio page?
Just the sister's audio.
Oh, just the sister's.
Yeah, they can find the Bible on audio and then the Proverbs.
Awesome, awesome. Uh-huh. I saw in the news as I was looking for events. That's why I see news, because I go and I'm looking for events all over. So I do see news articles pop up and stuff. I don't sit and watch news, but I see stuff that pops up. I told Sister Amin, I noticed the island of Maui, a town in Maui, on fire, burning over there in Hawaii. And this kind of hits us a little bit close, because years ago, a man that we used to work with was going to be a missionary in Hawaii. And I'll never forget this. Him and his wife were going to be missionaries. They were Church of Nazarene, worldly people. But they were going to be missionaries. We found out about him, and he ended up video calling. I think that he was trying to get us to support them and send them money. He ended up video calling us from Hawaii, and we remember seeing them with the palm trees behind them.
Yep.
And long story short, they ended up being put on a lava field with no power, off-grid, and they ended up, his wife like freaked out, and they didn't last like a month there. They had to run back to the United States. But anyway, Maui, supposed to be like paradise, and it was burning, a whole town burned to the ground. And I told Sister Amin, look at that, fire can come to even paradise here on earth.
Oh yeah.
I wanted to read Revelation 20, 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. So you think about these places like Hawaii that are like perfect places and they're paradises. Yeah, they're burning right now. And guess what? It's all going to burn. God's going to bring his flaming fire. There's going to be a new heaven. There's going to be a new earth. And if you're outside of Christ, that's why we go and that's why we preach the gospel. Because if you're outside of Christ, you're going to end up in that second death, the lake of fire.
Right. Amen.
Any thoughts on that, Sister Amin?
I just don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And that's why we go and preach it.
Yeah. I don't want other people have to deal with that, but.
Yeah. You know, that's why we go and withstand and stand in the broad road and remind people what Christ has done.
Amen.
So the other thought I had I want to share with you is counting your days. Talking to a brother the other day, and I gave him the number of days so far that he's been in the Lord striving. And he was like, wow, it really isn't that many, is it? And I said, no, not at all, not at all. And he was pretty much thankful how far he's come in a very short amount of time. And so I thought that'd be a good exercise for all of us. Kind of count the days we've been in the Lord. For Sister Amin and I, it's a lot of days. We've been in the Lord many years. But maybe for you, it's not so many. And in the beginning, if it's like 6 months or a year or even 2 years, you could say, wow, I've only been in the Lord that long. And look at all the change and all the holiness and all the obedience and all the sanctification and all the glory to God he's brought in my life. So I thought that would be an encouragement to people. Any thoughts on that, Sister Amin?
Yeah, that is. You know, I love to look back and see my old life further and further away.
Further and further away. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, we've come so far, it's hard to imagine even being the people we once were. But like we preached today, we'll talk about our preach we had today. I was telling people, there were some guys waving beers, beer cans and stuff like that. And I said, you know, I used to do that, but I said, I found a better life in Christ, sober, no drunks will inherit the kingdom of God. And I love to do that. And I tell them, I'm no better than you. I had to come out of that, but I am different. I'm changed and you need that too. So that's why we go and we lift that up. I wanted to share Job 14:5. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. So Job was talking about man's time is limited. And I believe it was way back in the Genesis where God said, man's days won't go much more than 120 years. Mm-hmm. Noah lived to be almost over 900. And then God said, nope, no more than 120.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll live as long as God wants us to live.
Amen.
But in this wicked world, it's nice to only hit the top of 120, maybe, if at the most.
Amen. So I encourage you, know your days are numbered. I always tell people, you're not going to die a day before or a day after God appoints it or wants you to.
Right.
Yep, you could get sick and maybe have a less of a quality of life as far as health. But nothing is going to kill you a day earlier or a day shorter than God allows it. He's in control and he's sovereign, so we can rest and trust in that. So when I face these mockers and when we go out in the world or when we worry about health issues, we rest in knowing, you know what, it's in the Father's hands. The day we breathe our last breath won't be a surprise to our Father, will it, Sister Amin?
No, not at all. No.
And I need to talk about this one day, and it's not here, but one day I'm going to talk about it a little bit in depth, and I'm going to talk about, I've always asked God in his service for a good death.
Right.
Ponder that. What kind of death would you want to have for the Lord? And I always tell people, seek after a good death for the Lord. And I think the best way to have a good death is to have a good life in the Lord.
Amen.
You won't have a good death if you don't have a good life
in
the Lord. So that's
yeah,
where it starts.
Be good in him.
So now we'll get to our second perfect timing thing. Where did we go preach today, Sister Amin? Well, maybe I'm going to say it. Ready? Let me say it and you can describe what happened. Can you believe this, saints? Seekers, if you're listening, I hope you repent and follow Christ. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. We preached today at a floating gypsy circus, if you can believe it, on the Mississippi River. Yes, we did. A floating gypsy circus.
Yeah.
What did we see, Sister Amin?
Well, this was kind of like a nice surprise. We weren't planning on it. And I was really surprised how many people actually showed up. I was thinking, based on what it looked like and how small it was when we pulled up, but wow, there was a lot of people there.
Let me describe what it is. Some group of gypsies decided to build a floating raft, and a couple of them are floating it down the Mississippi River, and each town they stop in, they post on their Facebook page, we're in the town, we're putting on a circus show, and then they anchor, And they put on a free circus show, but then they pass the bucket and they're making money.
Yeah.
There was a couple thousand people here. They're making money.
I'm sure.
And then they do all kinds of goofy, new age, hippie, gypsy, weird, strange music, women on trampoline or on trapeze things. Just strange, weird.
Transvestite, like, you know.
It's almost like a circus on drugs.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, I wouldn't doubt if that's not there.
They're probably doing
a lot of new agers there. I ran into a lot of new agers.
Yeah, many new agers. So what did we see in the Preacher's Drama?
Well, I want to say the good part.
Yep, say the good part.
Seekers, yeah, I love to talk about that. So we were out there, and there was two young women standing on the wall, and they were kind of smiling. So I just kind of, I don't usually approach people. We don't normally approach people.
Yeah.
But I happened to just kind of wander over in the area, and I looked at them, and I said, "Do you young ladies know the gospel, the path to eternal life?" And they were very receptive, and they took the gospel card, and I talked to them just for a little bit, and I said, "How old are you?" And they told me they were 14.
Pretty young.
But they were there.
Yep, they're there. No parents around.
Yeah, and I said, well, tell you what. If you want to email me, I would love to answer some questions. You know, any questions you had. We talked a little bit, and they were like, okay, because they looked like they want to go. Well, next thing you know, they came back.
They walked right up to me, and they said, can we ask you a question?
Yeah.
And Sister Amma was right there, and I said, I'm going to let my wife answer that. And I walked away.
Yeah, so we had a really nice conversation. I was able to walk them through the gospel, which they didn't know.
Yeah.
They had heard about born again.
And they're Baptists.
Yep, they don't think they are. And you can hear the audio. It's on the preach. But it was really nice to be able to talk to them. And, you know, like Brother Two Post is always saying, he just said it. Same preacher or speaker, whatever it is you want to call it.
Yep.
Same words, same message, same things. And you get all these people that hate it because there was a whole bunch of women that
go home. They told us go home.
Yep. And I was calling out to some of the women walking by, and they were saying some really things I don't want to repeat. But yet, two young women who...
Yep.
Yeah,
and we talked to them.
They were very worldly.
I can't believe it. I see it all the time, but it just saddens me to see how parents let their 14-year-old. It's one thing when a grown woman dresses
virtually
like
naked,
a harlot. Yeah, but man, I can't believe they're letting these. They're like little girls and dressing like that. They're Baptists. So where's the pastor? Where's the dad? Where's the mom? Well, we know.
They're not there. Baptists are even getting way more.
But praise God that they got the truth, and there was multiple people like that. And we had lots of mockers. We put the post up. We put the link up. We had lots of mockers in our face. Guys literally, physically blocking my path, getting in my way. And ultimately, early, somebody called the police on one man. And the police showed up, and I went and engaged the police, and we were fine. Went back to street preaching, thanked them for their service. And then three more guys got in my face later, and I just preached on. But here's why we do it. When you see these videos...
This is awesome.
What's that, Sister
Amma? On my note, I was going to say this. Watch this.
I didn't know what Sister Amma had on her notes.
Why do we withstand mockers?
Yeah, why who do we withstand?
Perfect.
Okay,
you're
it's both
right
on our hearts.
It. I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I was just going to, that was going to be your question?
Uh-huh, yeah.
The reason you watch these videos and you'll say, why do you do this? Why don't you just leave when these people tell you go home and they get in your face? And by the way, there's a couple thousand people here, but there's only three or four people that got in our face. If 50 of these people got in our face like a wall and drove us out, we'd have to leave. There's no doubt about it. But there isn't enough people to do that because that would take a really bold thing against them for them. And so the reason we withstand these mockers is so that we can then be there when a seeker will see us. If we didn't withstand the mockery you're going to see in these videos, Sister Amma never would have talked to those two young women.
Right.
And I talked to several people. If I didn't withstand, I never would have seen it. And brother who was with us said he saw people watching and not mocking. And so all these seekers that are there that maybe don't even talk to us, but they go on our website and they go, you know, they're right. God's word says this. What are we doing? We're wasting our life. Our church is lying to us. So we go to glorify God and to reach the sheep. We're not there for the mockers. We send them off. The police had to come back again, okay, because three men were in my face, and they got away right away when the police showed up, and I caught, you see on video, I caught the one guy walking away, and I said, you're a Revelation 21:8 coward. The cops show up, and you stop getting in my face, but we do that to glorify God, and we show them that we're not going to back down. I stand there and tell them, I love you, sir, why are you doing this? You're fleshly, and then seekers always get the gospel.
Right. And we're not like the sensationalist kind of people going out on the streets. You get all different kinds of videos and audios of right. the good, maybe the not right. so good and stuff. And maybe, you know, on the mocker ones, yeah, they get put up not to go, see, look what we had to deal with. But it could also be somebody else who's going out there and they go, hey,
yeah.
I know how to do that next right. time somebody gets in my face.
Yep.
I know how to react.
Withstand them.
Yeah, and it might help encourage another person out there doing it that yep. they don't back down and cave in all
yep.
the time.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we yeah. can't back down and have just one or two mockers drive us off, because then if you're going to have, yeah, if you're going to have the mindset that if one or two mockers or even four or five at a big event are going to drive you off, you might as well just stay home. Because if you're not going to yes. withstand the evil to get to the sheep and glorify God, just stay home. Your mindset has to be, I'm going to go forth, I'm going to shine, I'm going to be salt, I'm going to be light, and I'm going to be bold as a lion. I'm going to be loving, but I'm going to be firm, I'm going to be bold. And so far I've been doing this for years, and when mockers see that they cannot turn you away, they cannot intimidate you, that you are not afraid of them, and I always tell men, I said, you're going to have to kill me to get me to stop. And I said, I'll still love you even if you do that. And they pretty much get the idea, we can't stop this guy unless we just beat him up right here. And so far that doesn't happen a lot here in the States. So, although I have been accosted for the gospel already. But we do it because we know the sheep are there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to be a good witness and a good testimony to Christ. And I think that we are. You can see the videos. How I treat the mockers and how I treat the police. And so we want to be blameless.
Yeah, and you know, there are times people see how angry others get over the gospel. And it could be somebody, you know, maybe they're lukewarm or whatever it is, and they see the light and darkness and go, wow, I guess I didn't realize how powerful the truth could be, or, you know, somebody standing for it, and yep. it might be encouraging to them, convicting to them,
yep.
something, you know.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah, so there's all kinds of things going on there that you don't see on video and you don't yeah. see on the audio. There's all kinds of things going on, all kinds of people watching, people listening. We had people up above the railing today. They're all up there watching. And
that's right. I got a little video.
Yeah, you got a really neat video that showed the whole setup. And we got to preach next to a beautiful river.
Yeah.
While a tornado was coming in. Or yeah, tornado warnings.
Thunderstorms and stuff. Yeah, and I actually got a couple videos of the lightning.
We
later
got done,
on, but
and that reminds
we got
me.
Done like within minutes before.
Yeah,
it
I got
hit.
Wet just packing up. We didn't put the video up of us leaving, did we?
No, that might be tomorrow. Then,
okay,
I already have some stuff.
Yeah, we got to put that up.
I got things for tomorrow. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
because we're gonna be busy tomorrow too.
So it was good. We put the preach up. It was called the what was that called, Sister?
Flotsam Circus or River Circus.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Something like that. You'll see it. We put the link up there so you
You'll
can go see the videos, see the audio.
Yeah,
tomorrow, Sister Amon, what are we going to go do? Lord willing, if we wake up.
Stand out at a farmer's market, and maybe there'll be a sheep there.
Yeah, there's a 50th anniversary farmer's market in this town. That's what we came here for, and that floating gypsy circus was kind of a bonus. I had a real hard time picking a town to go to, and I'm so glad I picked this one. And then I didn't even know about that floating circus till we almost got here. And I'm like, we're going to go check it out. And it was perfect. Our gospel van was right there. It was a public access. We had parking. We had people. We had free speech rights. So got to witness to the second officers that were really nice. The first ones were nice. They didn't want the gospel. The other two officers were nicer. The one was. And he said, absolutely. He said, you have a right. He said, that man's wrong. He said, he shouldn't have been doing it. And I said, thank you, officer. I said, I got him on video. I said, no, we don't want to press any charges because he was bumping into me and such. But we just want to show that we're blameless. And I did tell the police officer, we'll be in town tomorrow. If you hear about a street preacher, it's me and we're peaceful. He goes, good to know that.
Yeah, you know what I found interesting? We were standing over by our van, which was kind of angle parked just a little bit
yep.
on the line.
Yeah.
One guy walked by. He goes, I'm going to call the police, tell them that you're illegally parked. Well, that police officer later on, he's like, oh, hey, he saw our plates and... He goes,
you're from South Dakota. And
yeah.
I said, well, we travel full-time and preach all over.
And I was like, these people, they yeah. think, you know, you're touching a white line. They can, it's crazy
it
what
is,
people think.
It is crazy
know?
What we have to endure out there. You see the foolishness of man, what they waste their life on.
Yeah.
And then you lift up Christ and his shed blood and eternal things of God that are incorruptible and what people waste on their life that is corruptible. But I wasted a lot of my life on the corruptible. So I'm no better than them,
right.
But we must go and preach and warn them so our hands are clean and we glorify our Father.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love what we do.
That's so awesome. I love it because I love him.
Amen. Anything else, Sister Amon, today? I think you have a scripture verse to share.
Oh, you know what?
You always do.
I did want to share something with you. And if I can remember how I said it or whatever, when we were walking back to the van and it was starting to sprinkle, and these dark clouds over the bridge, and there's lightning in it, and I was like, wow, that is awesome.
It was really pretty. We got some video.
That is amazing. And there was a man on a bike with his wife, and they were either, they were very interesting looking characters.
Like kind of New Agers kind.
Yeah, kind of like. And tattoos and stuff, and anyway, I said, wow, that is so awesome. And he goes, yeah, that is so cool. And I said something to the effect, I can't remember what it was, but I said, you know, Christ made the way for us to know who that awesome creator is, the creator God who made that right there. I said, it's through the gospel. Would you like a gospel card? And he goes, no, thank you. He was really nice about it. He goes, but that is really cool.
Yeah.
So I tried to give him the gospel, but
yeah, you tried.
But you know what? Him and his that woman were there for quite a while. They saw the signs, and they were watching.
I was just
gonna
say,
going on.
We should never be discouraged when gospel cards don't go out in someone's hand, because they see our website, they hear me preaching Christ, they can go forth and open a Bible, they can begin to seek Him. So it's not our, we know it's not our website. We know that it's just lifting up Christ, and the Spirit can move them to then take action.
Right. You know what? That man, when the police were talking to you, at the nice police at the end or
yep.
whatever, he came walking up and was double checking to make sure that you didn't need an permit or something.
Yeah.
Because he knew it was First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
So he was there to kind of stand
yep,
make
yep.
sure that you were okay. You know.
Ah, I get you. Is he the guy with their earrings?
Yep.
He had big
yep.
earring lobe earrings? Okay.
Yep, I just recalled that. That's why he came over to make sure that you
yeah.
weren't going
to
be
Yeah,
harassed.
I heard him say to the police officer, he doesn't need a permit for this, does he?
Yep.
And the cop said, nope, First Amendment rights, he's absolutely fine. So, yeah.
Yeah, so good witness. You never
yeah.
know. Even
yeah.
though people don't want a gospel card or something, or
yeah.
they don't want to talk to you, doesn't mean that they weren't watching.
And we do something very different than most street preachers and people who do street ministry. We have a website. We teach. Sister edifies the women. I teach men and women with all the gospel and everything else about biblical life. And we put our website out there, and we don't take people's money. A lot of street preachers just roll into a town, tell people, repent or you're going to go to hell, and they leave. And they don't have any resources. There's no way for people to be edified and trained up. And so we do what Jesus told us. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything He commanded. So we believe, that's why we believe our ministry is biblical, because we're doing what Christ called us to do. Most people aren't preaching the biblical gospel. They're trying to make money off of it. They're not making biblical disciples, and they're not teaching everybody to obey what Jesus said. So
no.
we believe we're keeping the oracles of God and the mandates that Christ and Paul taught us to do. And so that's why we're so adamant and fervent for it, because we know it's of God.
Right. We try to do the best we can for
Amen.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Sister Amin?
Yeah, I do have.
You have a scripture verse.
Yep. I just thought I would read Romans 8:18-21. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
I love that. The bondage
yeah.
of corruption. Yeah, the world is definitely in that. But Christ
yeah.
broke it for us.
Amen.
And Satan is going to lose. And Christ is already victorious and is going
right.
to be coming. I preached it today. He's going to be coming in flaming fire to renew all things.
Oh, I know. I shared that too. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. I wanted to share this as we close. About shining. I got to shine the light today with Sister Amin and my young brother. He was with us. And I want to read this verse about shining. Proverbs 4:18 as we close out. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That word shine in Hebrew, noga. Ready? You know what it means? I hope this is what I am. Sister Amin, I know she is. I hope you're all this way. Ready? It means to be brilliant and brightness. We want to be brilliant and brightness for the Lord's glory. Isn't that awesome? When we shine, think about brilliant and bright.
Yeah, that's giving me thoughts to share for maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe another time. So that's what we have for you today. Go out and shine your light for Christ. And we would tell you all, march on. We're marching on. We're going to be preaching tomorrow, good Lord willing. And the next day, march on, saints of God. We love you all.
I'm just making notes here for the next one here. Love you, sisters. Hold fast.
Have a joyous day no matter where you are.
Yeah, amen.
Morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it is, and no matter what country or state you're in, We love you. We're thinking about you. We pray for you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Check out the gospel. Check out all the resources. Check out these links we'll put up. I think you'll like this preach. How often do you get to preach at a floating gypsy circus?
Right.
God's too good for us. We love you all. God be praised.